Praise Lord, my dear brothers and sisters. Greetings to you in the matchless name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Welcome to today's Spirit's Podcast Ministries. Today's morning word of meditation is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verses starting from 1 to 4. Book of Jeremiah, chapter 4, verses starting from 1 to 4. If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me, and if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. And you shall swear, the Lord lives, in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. The nations shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. For thus says the Lord to the men of Judah and Jerusalem, break up your fallow ground, and do not sow among thorns. Circumcise yourselves to the Lord, and take away the foreskins of your hearts, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, so that no one can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. Amen. Here ends the Bible reading. The Lord is asking Jerusalem and Judah, his children, to return to him. Return to the Lord from your wrongdoings. Return to the Lord from your sinful practices. The Lord is asking, why should I burn? Why should I quench my anger and wrath upon this generation? Take away the abominable things from my sight, then you shall not be moved. I will make you to stand and stabilize. I will make you established. When you hear my word, and when you keep my commandments, and when you turn away from your abominations, then you shall not be moved. And the Lord's also speaking about the destruction that he wants to bring upon the world through fire. The Lord says, circumcise yourselves to the Lord and take away the foreskins of your heart, you men of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem, lest my fury come forth like fire and burn, so that no one can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. The Lord will compensate each one of us according to our deeds. The forgiveness of the Lord is greater and is mightier. It is as wide as from east to west is the mercy of God. But the Lord is also concerned about the judgment, about the righteousness. God is a holy God. He cannot let his children, or he cannot let this world to be corrupted and to be drowning in sin. He will make a change. He will bring up his judgment, his righteousness, that shall be evinced and manifested in this world. He asks us to change our heart, to return from abominable ways, to circumcise the foreskins of our heart, which means he is not pleased in any of your materialistic deeds, in any of your traditions, but he wants you to change from your heart. The depth, he doesn't want to see a bodily change alone. He wants to see the very heart is transformed. The very heart is getting changed and united with him. For you know that you can please men. You can even feign them. You can even cheat them. For the Lord doesn't look at your face. The Lord straight away looks into your heart. And your heart is always open and clear to the Lord, that he can see everything that is happening within your thought process, within your heart, how much you love him, what are the sins that you are committed with, and what are the abominations that is clinging onto you and cleaving you. So the Lord is speaking to you, to your heart. He says, turn and circumcise your heart. Return to me. The Lord is telling in the first verse itself, return. Return to me, and if you will put away your abominations out of my sight, then you shall not be moved. The first and foremost commandment that the Lord is giving you is to return to Him, that you will not be moved. If you wanted to be established and stand in His presence or live a life that the Lord is commanding, is putting an order upon you to return to Him, then you will be established. Then you will stand. Amen. And verse 3, he says, break up your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. The Lord says, break up your fallow ground, which means that the ground which is untilled, that is the ground which has not been touched, in which weeds and thorns and briars that grow, which is your heart. The Lord says, break your heart, open your heart, that may the Lord sow His word into it. May the Lord sow the seeds of His, the seeds of His commandments within you, that you will live, that you will be a fruit-bearing person. Do not be a fallow ground, but till it, and do not sow among the thorns. Sow in the very place of your heart. Till them and sow them. For God does not want you to be rebelling and being stiff-necked to His words. If you give heed to His words, you should also practice His words. And it is also the responsibility of each and every one of His children to safeguard His words and to walk by them. Hence the Lord says that break your fallow ground and do not sow among thorns. And what kind of a fury is going to come forth upon the world? The Lord says, my fury comes forth like fire and burn, so that no one can quench it. And what is the reason behind it? The reason is mentioned as because of the evil of your doings. Because of the evil of the world. Because of the evil doings of Judah and Jerusalem, His children. Lord's fury will be kindled. His wrath will be kindled upon the world. And He will put fire upon it. He shall burn that people cannot quench it. Hence the Lord wants us to be saved. He wants us to be returned to Him and to be united with Him. Turn away from your abominations. Turn away from your evil doings. For God loves you. He first loved you. Even before you knew His name, He loved you. He created you. He gave His own image. He gave His own form to you. And is calling you as sons and daughters. That's the greatest privilege that mankind will receive. Such a loving God is giving you so many opportunities to change, to return, to turn and live. For He knows that the abominations, the wrongdoings, the evil doings will only lead you to destruction. But only when you change your life, when you return to Him, then you will find peace. You will find life. You will find goodness and mercies of the Lord. Hence the Lord is always giving a call to the world, to His people, His backsliding people, His stiff-necked people. He is always giving a word. Because He is not pleased in the death of His people. He is not pleased in the death of a wicked. He wants them to turn and live. That is far greatest love of God. Love of God cannot be measured. It is unfathomable. From the east to west is His mercy. From the depth of the ocean is His love. It is immeasurable. That loving God is giving us a call. We are nothing. He calls us His worm, Jacob. Before His sight, we are just worms. But still He loves us. He can feel us. He can read our heart. He can visualize. He can see us. He can feel all our doings. If that is abominable in His sight, the Lord is going to pronounce a wrath, a fury upon the world, that He will burn it up before He does. Let us change our heart. Let our hearts be transformed. Let us be united with Him, walk in the track in which He has laid. He has laid few commandments. It is not that He is asking you to do something which cannot be done at all. But He had laid a foundation. He had created decorum for us to walk in this world. For we are being called with a purpose. We have been called as sons and daughters of God. Which means we are the partakers of His kingdom. If we keep His words, if we walk in holiness, if we practice righteousness, and if we keep away all abominable things from us, if we are not clinging on to the worldly things, and if we are pure and perfect, that the Lord says that I will receive you. Amen. He will teach us to walk by His counsel, and afterward He shall receive us to glory. But are we the person who will listen to His words? Are we willing to give ear? Are we willing to give heed to His words, to His commandments? For the Lord is worried. His heart is burdened. He does not want to destroy the world, but being a righteous God, He cannot withhold His judgment. He cannot withhold His justice. Understand the burden that the Lord has in His heart. He is not intended to destroy His creations, but He wanted them to live and to bless them. God loves to bless His children, bless manifold, bless them abundantly, and is not willing to curse or put a leash on anybody else, but He just wants to manifest, make known about His righteousness, His commandments, the word of life. Only if you possess the word of life, you will be an inheritor. You will be a partaker of His holy kingdom. The life that you see today is not what the Lord wants to hold you with. God says there are greater glories which I have kept in store for you. The world that you see is a passing cloud. This will just pass away and be destroyed. But I have a greater and glorious kingdom which I have created and built for you. I want to take you to that place, to the glories of glories, to the places which you cannot imagine. He wants to take you to such places. And it is not just to show you, but to make you to live in that place forever and ever. To reign with Him from eternal to eternal. If that is the greatest plan of God, why are we hindering it? What are the things that are stopping us from getting closer to God? Why are we so inclined to this world? Why are we bounded? Why are our hands and feet are chained? We are leashed to the world. But God wants to break the leash. Call upon His name today. Call upon His name. Call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is above all names, who can deliver you from all your shackles, who can break all your chains, who can break all your bondages and set you free. He is the deliverer. The Holy Spirit will deliver you. He is the executioner. Call upon His name. He is a consuming fire. Any evil power cannot stand before Him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Everything will bow under His feet. Everything will surrender under the name of Jesus Christ. His name is the highest name above all names. Today is the day. The Lord is always waiting for you with an outstretched arm. He is knocking at the door and is waiting. He's waiting patiently that you will open the door and respond to His call. It is your preliminary duty to respond to His call and to get united to Him who is your Savior, who gave up His life for you, who had shed His holy blood on the cross for you. He had snatched away you from the grips of Satan and is promising you a new life, an eternal life. He underwent all sufferings. He underwent the pain, the agony. That you will never suffer again. Acknowledge His sufferings. Acknowledge His death on cross. Acknowledge the events that happened on the cross and before it. The crucifixion. How He was being tormented. How He was being nailed. Crowned with the crown of thorns. Beaten, whipped, stripped. Humiliated. His beauty was vanished. His body was covered with blood and stripes. Think about the cross. Think about the cross and let go all the abominable things from your sight. Cleanse your hands. Get united with the Lord. Cleanse your heart. He wants you to make a change from the depth of your heart. He wants your heart to be changed and transformed. He has a greater glory kept in store for you. Get united with Him. The Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. He can save you. The fantasies of the world, the eyes. Your eyes are pleased by the fantasies of the world. Whatever you look around, you love it. You settle down with the things that you see. But God is warning you that you have been deceived by the things of the world. But this is not the thing to which you have to cling on to. You should be clinging on, and your focus should be upon the kingdom of God, which is glorier, which is mightier than this perishing world. Our citizenship is not in this world. We are not the citizens of this world. We are just sojourners. It's time of test that we have been sent to the world to learn, to worship, to live a holy life, and to become worthy to be a partaker of His holy kingdom. Do not settle down with this world. This world is a passing cloud. This world will pass away. But God's kingdom will stand for ages to ages. God wants to give you life. If you cling on to this world, you will not live. Your life will end with this. The world and its things shall be taken away by the ruler of the world, Satan. But you are a chosen product. You are a brand plucked from fire. The Lord wants you to be with Him in His mansion, to be seated with Him on the throne. Hallelujah. This is the greatest privilege that mankind is getting, the entire history of creation, to be united with the Savior, the Lord God Himself, who came to the world and who had made known about Himself, who manifested Himself, who died on the cross and was received in glory on the third day. Yes, He resurrected from the dead and is giving the same promise to all those who accepts Him, who accepts His death, and who lives by faith, not by sight. All those who live by faith, acknowledging the hard sufferings, acknowledging the pain and agony that Christ underwent on cross. He died a death that it took over the realm and dominion of Satan. He saved us from the prolonged servitude. He made us His sons and daughters. He delivered us. He redeemed us. Amen. He did as He said. He fulfilled the prophecies. And He said He's coming back again, like a king, like a king of kings, to judge the living and the dead. Let us be worthy enough to be taken along with Him on the day of His coming. Let us be worthy enough. Amen. May the Lord be with you, guide you, help you to walk with Him always. Lord bless you and keep you safe and sound. Amen.